morning, Sam. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
It's been a while since I spoke to you, anyway.
You set a good example by taking a break over half term.
Fantastic. I dare ask you if you've gone anywhere. I take it you didn't go anywhere, though.
Not very far, no. But I do think it is important to take a break. So I was encouraging Cheshire's council staff who've been working flat out for 7-8 months. You do need a bit of downtime.
Yeah.
So I did take a week out over half term with the family.
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't blame you. Before we get into the heavy stuff and the numbers and whatnot, are you taking part in Lockdownmas?
Well, I've only just heard of Lockdownmas, so I will have to think about that. I think it's a great idea to try and boost spirits at the moment, though, because with the lockdown and with the nights drawing in, you can get a bit down. So having something good to look forward to is important. One of the things I'm a bit annoyed about is that the government have decided to ban all church services. So never mind Christmas, what about Mass now? We can't go to church for church services, and I think that needs to be thought about for when we get to Christmas.
Oh, yes, of course it does. Oh, my days. Sam, let's get into some numbers then, shall we? The local COVID-19 numbers for Cheshire East are...
There have been 788 new cases in the last week, which is down 57 from the previous week. Cheshire East currently has 202 cases per 100,000 of our population. To put that in context, the average for England is 222, and it used to be, as a guide, if you went about above 300, that's when you might start thinking about going into Tier 3. So if it were not for lockdown, we'd be firmly in Tier 2. So there's a bit of good news there, in that the infection rate in Cheshire East, I wouldn't say it's going down sharply, but it seems to be dipping.
So on Saturday we had the breaking news, although it took a bit of time to come out. The news sources were telling us what they were going to tell us anyway, so we knew what he was about to say. National lockdown is now on. So what are the rules then? People might be a bit confused.
Yeah, now some good news. The legislation is published, so you can go through and read the legislation if you want to know all the details. I would sum it up as don't go out unless necessary and work from home wherever possible. The specifics of the rules, you must not meet with anybody indoors outside of your household or bubble except for, and there are a number of exceptions, including education, childcare, work. I'm also pleased that there are some specific exemptions where it's been clarified of if you've got a friend who is dying, then you can go and visit them, even if it's indoors. There's also a rule that you can't meet outside with anybody except one person in a public open space. So you can't meet with anybody outside your household or bubble in your own garden, but you could meet with them in a public park. And for that rule, and that rule only, children under 5 don't count.
Right. There's some confusion over pubs. Can they sell beer? Like a takeaway service and all that kind of stuff for pubs, though. Has that been changed yet or not?
That was something I actually got involved in the few days between the announcement and the legislation coming in, that there were some pubs saying, well, you've got takeaways that can sell beer, why can't we? And I think that my understanding is that there is an exception, that if you pre-order, so you have to put in a telephone or internet order to a pub, turn up, then you can buy beer, but you can't go into the pub. So practically it would be very, very difficult. But there are some establishments I can think of where they sell bottled beer and draft beer, and those would continue to be able to sell takeaway only.
Are you confident that the 4 weeks is enough, Sam? Or do you suspect that there'll be something else after the 4 weeks, like we all automatically go into Tier 3 for the next few weeks, so which effectively is still a bit of a lockdown?
When I first heard it announced, I thought, yeah, great, it's good psychologically to be able to say there's a definite date where this will end and then we'll come out. And we are making plans within Cheshire East about what we come out into. The big thing I'm pushing there is to make sure we have proper control of test trace, and I might come on to that later. But in terms of are we definitely going to come out on the 2nd of December, having thought, great, the government have done something right in setting a definite deadline, Michael Gove then went on telly and said, well, it might not be the 2nd of December. I would have preferred to have the 2 week lockdown that was proposed earlier, and maybe over half term to have that as a circuit breaker. if you think back to the last lockdown we had, that lasted a lot longer than 4 weeks, and it took several weeks for it to have any impact. So I'm not particularly confident that we will come out on the 2nd of December, but I think it's a very good deadline to be working to.
Can we mention a little bit about mental health? Because I wouldn't say that I'm suffering mentally, but I am really disappointed that the gyms have had to close. And that's just my personal opinion, because my gym did really well. They had no cases. It was very, very clean. We cleaned our hands and stuff when we went in, when we went out, and we wiped the kit down, all that kind of stuff. The gyms as a whole did a really good thing. And there's a big push, isn't there, on keeping your weight down, being healthy. But I'm not going to go outside at 3 o'clock in the morning in the freezing cold and try and do a run anywhere.
I was just going to say, the first thing I was going to say is, you can still exercise outside.
Yeah.
So do go out, and, you know, while the weather's nice like this, go out for a winter walk, it's great. There are also online exercise classes. So I have a particular beef over this, that Everybody Sports and Recreation, which is the council's arm's length entity that runs the leisure centres, they've done a fantastic job of making sure they're COVID secure, but they've all been told to close. But then there's no evidence, as far as I can see, of transmission in those settings. So where you've got places that have done the job and they are COVID secure, I can't see the logic in changing them. I've mentioned church services. The same applies to leisure centres. And it is important to keep fit, to keep your weight down. That's not just for your physical health, but it's also good for your mental health to get out and exercise. So I would encourage people to, you know, do keep exercising and set yourself some challenges. You had people walking up and down stairs and climbing Mount Everest in the first lockdown. Now, I'm not going to do that, but I will make sure that I do keep exercising. The other thing to watch out for is what you're eating, because there are some foods that boost your mood. Fruit and vegetables are good, not just good for you physically, they're good for you mentally as well. Bananas are proven to make you happier. So think about what you're eating.
It's the wrong time of year to do that. Every time you go to B&M or somewhere, you can see all the selection boxes and the big family Christmas packs of biscuits. It's no good.
Yes, I mean, there is merit in having something that you like.
Yeah.
Boost your mood, but it's very easy to overdo it. And on the downside, I do urge any resident affected by the emotional strain of COVID-19, do reach out to the amazing organisations that are detailed on the council's website. You're not alone. So have a look at the Live Well section of the Cheshire East Council website. So it's cheshireeast.gov.uk/livewell.
Moving on a little bit, this services, some people have been asking us and emailing into us here at Cheshire's Tilt 106.9. They're a bit worried that bin collections might stop or this, that and the other might stop. What can you tell us? What services may be affected and what services will not be affected?
We're trying to keep as much as possible going, and I am very pleased that we kept the bin services going pretty much as normal throughout the first wave. I see no reason why that would change this time, so the bins will continue as normal. The household waste recycling centres will also stay open as normal. The things that will close, we've mentioned the leisure centres. The libraries will be closed, but we're still working out the details of that. But basically, most other things will stay open. Tatton Park, the house will close, but we're hoping to keep the parkland open. And again, this is a bit of a criticism of the government where the rules are not quite clear as to whether we can do that. But we hope, Cheshire East Council would hope to keep Tatton Park open. And we will be keeping all the parks and playgrounds open.
I'm going to give you the last word then, Councillor. What else would you like to add today?
I think the main things to be pushing for now, one is to get some clarity over what's going to happen over Christmas, but also to think about what are we going to do when we come out of this. We do need to have a properly functioning test trace system, and I think that means giving more control to local authorities. We've got the expertise in the public health departments within the councils, so I'm confident we could do a better job, but we need that control and the resources to be handed to us by local government. So I'd encourage people, you know, write to your MPs to say, why isn't the government letting local councils help out on this? It's something I've been asking for since September. I asked again in October. We need some support on this. It's very clear what needs to be done. If we have a proper test trace system, we can bring the virus under control. And if we don't have a proper test trace system, then when we come out of lockdown, the infection rates will just start rising again.
If central government did say to you, okay, it's all yours, get on with it yourself, how long would it take you to get things up to speed, or would there be quite a while to get things going a little bit?
Ask me again in 2 weeks.
All right.
We're working on precisely that now. There are some bits that we're already doing, and there are some bits where it is improving. So we've got a great site in Crewe, where you've got a new testing site. We're hoping to get one set up in Macclesfield and Congleton as well. So there we're working with government, which is good, but we're setting up our own call centres as well. So to make sure that there's a local knowledge of people ringing up to say, you've got to self-isolate. And I would say to people, if you've got symptoms, self-isolate immediately. Don't wait to get a positive test result. And that's a continuous cough, a high temperature, or loss of sense of taste or smell. If you've got any of those symptoms, just self-isolate for 2 weeks and get a test.
And I'm conscious of time, by the way, Tom, but I know we've gone on a little bit today. One more last thing, which is close to my heart as well, is schools. That's still the line, isn't it? Schools are going to stay open for the next 4 weeks. Is that correct?
It's something I'm very keen on, yes, that schools should stay open. Primary schools, I've seen very strong evidence that there is not transmission in primary schools. Secondary schools, I've seen no evidence that there is transmission. You've seen probably on the news the level of infection in halls of residence in universities. So that would suggest that, you know, the older you get, the more likely there is a transmission. But until I see very strong evidence that there is transmission in schools, then I won't be supporting closing the schools.
Councillor Sam Corcoran, thank you very much for your time, and we'll have our Cheshire East Council check-in next Friday at the same time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Cheers, thank you, bye-bye. Right, so 8:25, let's get some travel news.